you want to be getting consumed and talked about rather than being the consumer and the one who is talking about others.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, that is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how successful use social media. There is a way. I will tell you what that is here today. Before we get started, let me remind you all that I have a text message I send out every day guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on points called the Daily Motivation. We got one we send out every week called the Monday Motivation. You can get these texts by just being a part of my text community. It is free to join the community once we get those texts going again. So if you text me and you don't get an immediate response, it's because we still have some technical things that we're working through with the company that sends our text to make sure they're working the right way. Once we get that cleared up, and it will get cleared up, then you'll be getting those messages again. So if you don't get an immediate response, just know that we are working on some things on the back end, but we do have your information. And when we have them going again, we'll tell you again. If you aren't getting the text, then you'll know for sure that it is working or not. Anyway, to get those, just text me at my number 305-384-6894. Numbers down below in the description. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That's a place where I do all my coaching. We're looking for people who are ambitious, people who are driven, people who have a sense of urgency about reaching your goals and reaching them now, not later. People who want to collapse time frames and get to the things that you want to get to in your life immediately. You're not trying to put this off until later, as you maybe have been putting things off up until this point. If that's you, if I'm describing you, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Again, workonyourgameuniversity.com, where you can see a layout of what our program is about, the type of people who we help, people who we have helped. You can hear from them yourself, and you can schedule a time to get on a call with us directly. And we got some other options on there as well. Again, just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link is down below in the description from wherever you are consuming this. With that out the way, let's get into the topic here today, which is how the successful use social media. So we have talked about social media extensively many times on this show. I'll give you a couple episodes where I have talked about it, because it's an important topic, because so many of us use social media, and it's not that social media is a bad thing. It's just a matter of how we choose to use it. It's just like a knife can be a good or a bad thing. A gun can be a good or a bad thing. Food can be a good or a bad thing. It just depends on how we are using it. I told you how to use social media for business the right way in episode 1895. I told you a dirty secret that social media platforms don't want you to know back in episode 1690. Very important episode. And I answered the question, how much does social media matter for your business, back in episode 1114. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, also episode 2862, not too long ago, I just told you what I would do if all social media just disappeared. And I told you how to control your social media use in episode number 2644. And one more, episode 2396, tells you how to take your life back from social media if social media has started to consume you instead of you consuming it. So as you can see, I've talked about social media a lot. I'll probably put all this stuff together into a specific program pretty soon. And when it comes to social media in general, many times on this show, you heard me warn you or question you about how you are using it. And again, how it may be flipping it around on you and using you instead, and you're not even being aware of it. So today I want to tell you some good things about how social media can be used and how it should be used in the hands of any professional who is serious about your success. And I'm assuming that is you who's listening to this. So point number one, topic once again, is how to successful use social media. Point number one, produce 10 times more than you consume. A successful user of social media is producing 10 times more than you consume. This is especially important if you are a content creator or someone who uses social media to drive or generate business. Now, if you're using social media to drive or generate business, then you should be producing a lot more than you are consuming. And you, actually, you don't need to consume at all, as a matter of fact. So if you're a content creator, again, 10 outputs for every one input. For every minute that you're looking at somebody else's posts, you need to be posting 10 of your own stuff. So if that sounds like a lot, well, maybe it is, but it's only a lot if you're looking at other people's stuff. See, if you're looking at other people's stuff on social, then for 5 minutes of their stuff, you need 50 of your own posts. But if you don't look at anybody's stuff at all, you just need to do 10 posts. All right, 1 minute of looking at other people's stuff, 10 posts of your own. Again, just depends on how much you're looking at other people's stuff. And if you're a professional, you shouldn't be looking at other people's stuff that much unless you're doing it as a market research thing. And that doesn't really count as social media consumption. That counts as you actually doing your job, like stalking somebody else's social media page and I'm just trying to find out about them, what they're doing, what their current projects are, etc. That I'm not considering social media consumption. When I say consumption, what I mean is you just mindlessly scrolling through in the Explorer feed or looking at other people's posts, you know, your cousins, your friends, somebody you went to school with 10 years ago. You're just looking at their stuff because you have, or at least you have in your mind, you're thinking you have nothing else to do in that moment. So you're just mindlessly scrolling. That's what I mean when I say consuming on social media. Now, someone may smartly, is actually not that smart, but you'll get my point. You may ask, well, Dre, if everybody took that advice of producing 10 times more than they consumed on social media, then nobody would be looking at anybody's content and we would all be doing all this posting, but then nobody's material is getting looked at. So that wouldn't that actually defeat the purpose of social media's very existence? The answer to the question is yes, it would defeat the purpose of social media's existence if that were to occur. But the other answer to the question that wasn't even being asked is that that will never occur. That won't occur because everybody is not going to take this advice. Not everyone is even privy to this advice, let alone are they going to take it. So you will never get into the point of posting for nothing because there's nobody to consume it. In theory, that makes sense, but in reality, it is not. Not every human being even wants to be successful, let alone productive, let alone effective or efficient in how they're using their life, what most people call their time, and time makes up life. So this will remain as a theory. It will never become a reality that everyone is producing, nobody's consuming, so there's nobody to look at stuff. You just make sure you're one of the people who is producing and not consuming, and you're not looking at stuff. But trust me, there will always be plenty of people. For every one of you, there are about 100 others who don't heed this advice and don't even know about it and don't even want it, as a matter of fact. And they will gladly consume as much material as they can. Okay, so don't worry about that. Most people are not focused on success at all on any level, and let alone are they thinking about it intentionally. So most people will spend the majority of their time when they're on social media simply scrolling and consuming, because that's what most people do on social media. They scroll and consume. That is how social media is engineered. That's how it's designed. That is what it's aimed. It is aimed at making people do. And most people are pretty good at conforming and following directions, and they do what they're told to do, regardless of who told them to do it. So just keep posting, producing, and trust me, there will be plenty of consumers. You will never be short on consumers when it comes to your use of social media. You, on the other hand, as I just said, you are part of the 1% or the 2% who is only focused on production. You're not focused on consumption when it comes to social media. So you just make sure you're not one of those people that I just described. All right, that's all you got to do. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm gonna give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're gonna have what you wanna have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how the successful use social media. Number two, don't scroll. I want to let you sit on that point for a minute. Don't scroll. At its core, social media is mindless entertainment for the masses. That's what social media is. Mindless entertainment for the masses. It is designed to entertain while simultaneously sucking the life away from the mindless masses of people who do not understand these things that you understand about how social media works. If you didn't understand how social media worked, then you know now because I have explained it to you over the many episodes that I referred you to, and I've explained it to you here today. I just told you, social media is designed for the mindless masses. It is designed to get the mindless masses to give all of their most valuable resource, that is our time, which includes your attention, to it. Then they take that time and attention, they put a price tag on it, they charge a toll, in other words, to the brand advertisers who are like to advertise to the mindless masses, and they charge money to the brands. The brands pay the money. The brands get to sell their stuff through running ads, and the social media apps get to make money through selling access. That's how it works. That's social media's business model. Notice that that business model is not your business model, which means social media's aims business-wise and your aims business-wise do not often align, which means you shouldn't be using social media in the way that they want you to, because they want you to use it in a way that serves them. You need to use it in a way that serves you, and you and them do not have the same goals. That's why you need to understand what I've explained to you about how social media works. And unfortunately, this message is going to be hard for this message to ever go viral or spread far, because I would have to get on social media in order to do it. And when the algorithms hear what I'm saying, they say, oh, nope, we're not going to let people know about that, because it's the truth. So those of you who are listening to this on audio, you're probably going to be the ones who get most exposed to this. When I put the video version of this out on a platform like YouTube, YouTube's not going to let this message go too far. And I already know this from personal experience. So while social media is sucking the life away from the mindless masses who don't understand this stuff that you understand, you just make sure you don't fall into the matrix. So never use social media the way that the masses of people use social media, because the masses of people are actually using social media the way that social media wants it to be used. So the way that people use TikTok and Instagram normally, like scrolling through and looking at stuff and liking posts and commenting and sharing and just scrolling through more stuff and spending hours and hours just scrolling through and looking at things. That way that people use social media is the way that they want you to use it. That's what TikTok wants you to do. That's what Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and every other social platform, that's exactly what they want you to do the way that most people are using it. And over the last couple of days, and this is just an irony that this topic is coming up here today, because I always have a lot of topics fleshed out before I sit down to record. The last couple of days, I've looked over the shoulders of a couple of people. I'll tell you even who they were, not specifically them personally, but I was walking past. I was outside with my son. I take a walk every evening. I was outside with my son, and we were walking past a security guard who the security guards just ride around the premises of where I live. And he was sitting on his, they had these little golf carts that they ride around the area and again, do security. And he wasn't doing anything. He was just sitting on a cart. I guess it's a certain spot he's supposed to sit every evening for a certain amount of time. And he's just messing around on his phone because there's nothing really for him to do. And as we walked past him, he was facing away from us. So we walked past him. I could see over his shoulder he was on his phone. And I could clearly see that he was watching TikTok videos. And so that's one thing. And then just this morning, I was coming out of the elevator in my building. And as I walked through the lobby, there was a guy sitting in, there's some chairs, some like love seats right there outside of the elevator bay. And this guy was sitting on, messing around on his phone. And the way he was seated, the particular seat he was in, his back was to me as I walked past. And I could see over his shoulder. And I could hear the sounds coming from his phone. It was the same thing happening with the security guard yesterday. And I could tell he was watching a video. And when I looked kind of a little bit over his shoulder, I could see he was also watching a TikTok video. And I'm saying that to say this, the way most people use social media is exactly what they want. They just want to take your time. They want to take your attention. And the more of it they get, the more likely you are to give them more. This is how it works. This is the law of inertia. Whatever we are already doing, we tend to do more of it. What we're not doing is very difficult to get us to start doing it. That's how it works. So any of you who has some areas of your life where you like what you're getting, it's easier to maintain the momentum than it is to break it. And those of you who have some aspects of your life, and we all do, that we want things to be different, it takes more effort and energy to change the circumstance than it does to maintain the circumstance. So most people, as I just told you, I just called them the mindless masses. And when I say mindless, it doesn't mean that they're stupid people or that they're bad people. When I say mindless, I'm using it as kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing that I'm saying, but I really mean it, because when people get on social media, that's what they become. They become mindless, meaning you are not mindful, conscientious, or intentional about how your time and attention are being used. And most of the time, people become this way because they don't even know what they don't know. Again, they are unconsciously incompetent. You just don't even know that social media is using you by addicting you to scrolling through and looking at stuff. And if you're not aware of it, then there's nothing you can do about it. You can't fix it. That's what I mean when I say the mindless masses. Those of you who are old enough to remember, you would probably have to be over the age of 35 to remember this. But back in the days, maybe people your parents' age, depending on your age, they used to call the TV the idiot box. That was the old term that people used to use for the TV. Again, you probably had to be over the age of 35 to remember your parents saying something like that. Or maybe some of you may remember, maybe you even said something like that. But that's what they used to call the television, the idiot box. And they called it that because it was designed for the same reason that social media exists now. It gives humans an opportunity to pay attention to something and give their time to something while at the same time turning your mind off, turning an off switch on your brain so you don't have to actually think or mentally engage in anything. And the TV will keep you entertained while at the same time not asking you to do any mental work. And that's why they call it the idiot box. The phone is the same thing, but now it's this handheld thing. You can have it with you all the time. And instead of back in the days when you had like 5 channels on TV, now, and even cable TV these days where you got 800 channels, now on social media, you have like an infinite number of channels. You'll never run out of material to look at on social media as long as you keep looking. All right, they'll keep serving you stuff as long as you keep scrolling. So make sure you're not getting used by social media. So if you simply engage this discipline that I'm giving you here, this is point number 2 of not scrolling on social media. If you just did this, you'll find yourself having an extra 1 to 3 hours per day now available all over again. Now, the question is, what are you going to do with that 1 to 3 hours? Because now you have a mental vacuum and you have to fill it. You got to give yourself something to do with that time. That's the challenge. And often people can't figure out what to do with that time. And since they can't figure out what to do, guess what they do? They go right back to what's easy, scrolling on social media. So whoever came up with the concept of social media and the people who are creating it and selling it and marketing it and pushing it these days, these people are very, very smart people. They're geniuses. I envy them. I wish I had come up with that idea. Now, had I come up with that idea, I don't know, you might not even be listening to the show right now because I'd just be doing that. It's a great business idea because there are so many mindless people out there, and we're talking about the masses. So you got a whole big audience of consumers and a bunch of people who want to get in front of those people. It's a great business idea. I mean, again, social media is a great business idea. I very much envy the people who came up with the concept. I wish I had been smart enough to come up with it myself. So the only social media app I personally that I scroll on, the point here is don't scroll. Only one that I do scroll on is an app called X. It used to be known, some of you still call it Twitter. That's the only app that I scroll on because that's the place where I will engage with people. I will comment on other people's stuff. I do have back and forth exchanges with people on there. And I use Twitter/X as my virtual news source. So I don't want the news. I do not read newspapers. I, for the most part, don't read people's blogs and stuff like that. I get all my news, for the most part, from Twitter. So I know what's going on in the world through Twitter. And if I hear about something and I want to know what's happening, I just go on Twitter, I search it, and then I see what Twitter/X is saying about it. And basically, it's this conversation between people, and you got journalists on there, people who call themselves journalists, news outlets are on there, businesses are on there, and just everyday people. And that's where I get a lot of information just from there. So that's the only app that I do scroll on, and I just explain to you why I scroll on that app. But any other app, if you ever see my name in the comments on somebody's post, it's probably a spam account. Very rarely will you see me commenting on anybody else's shit on any app other than X. All right, so if you see that, mark it as spam. This is probably not me. So anyway, I find out what's happening through that app. That's basically my current events app. It's the only one where I respond to other people's stuff and, again, jump into conversations. Everywhere else, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, you're not going to see me in anybody's comments. Only exceptions are if someone mentions me in a post, I may comment on that. Let's say I appear on somebody's blog post and they post it on LinkedIn. Hey, we had Dre Baldwin on the show. I'll respond. I'll comment on that. For the most part, my assistant's doing that commentating, by the way. So any of you see those comments, that's often not me who wrote the comment, even though it's my account, but I'll do something like that. Or let's say somebody has a big life event, like they got married or they had a kid, I may comment on that. But other than that, you ain't gonna see me. So I'm telling you what my discipline is. You can do these same things. This is just choices. You don't need any special powers to do these. Now, at the same time, as a producer, I post on these platforms, the same ones I just mentioned, anywhere from 5 to 10 times per day, not per week, per day. And one thing that you should know about social media platforms, the way the algorithms work these days is that it used to be chronological, that every time you posted something, it would just go in order. Your feed would go in order of when somebody posted it, but it doesn't work that way anymore. Now the algorithm basically shows you what they think you'd be most interested in, because the algorithms have figured out that you're more likely to spend more time on an app if you see things you're interested in rather than just seeing things in the order in which they were posted, which means posting more often on social media doesn't really hurt any of your posts, because the only ones your followers are going to see anyway are the ones that the algorithm thinks they should see. So the more stuff you put in there, theoretically, the more chances you're giving yourself to have something seen by the right person. Now, I'm not an expert on the algorithm and I did not create it. So you can take that. It's not an amateur opinion. It's not a completely factual opinion, but it is a professional theory. It is based on me knowing my stuff about how these platforms work. Let's just put it that way. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level, again, through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how the successful utilize social media. Number three, here's your mindset. Your mindset is to become the news rather than watching the news. As you use social media, your mindset is you want to become the news. You do not want to be consuming the news. I told you all about the news in episode 1474. In short, I told you stop watching it, all right, in case you didn't hear that episode. And I explained to you that the news is no longer doing the job that it was originally created to do, which was to keep the powers that be, such as the branches of the government, honest, because the news was going to report to everyone exactly what was happening objectively and then let the people decide what to do about it. News doesn't do that anymore. Most news is slanted in one direction or another, and they are basically in cahoots with the powers that be rather than holding accountable the powers that be. Therefore, the news no longer valid. It doesn't actually matter anymore because all they're doing is giving you more of their own opinion, mixing them with a little bit of fact and then calling it the truth, all right, which is bullshit. So therefore, there's no real information to be gained from watching news unless you're using it as a source of material to explain why the news is garbage, which is what I do. So other than that, it has no value. Your mindset when it comes to social media is that you want to be the person who is being watched, commented on, and talked about, not the person who is watching, commenting, and talking about others. You want to get on the other side of that equation. You will notice that the most successful people who you know or know of, even when they are on social media, they are being consumed and they are getting talked about more than they are consuming and talking about others. Or even if you're someone like myself, I have an audience and I'm known, but I'm not super known. If I'm on social media, I'm using my experience on social media and what I see on social media, I'm just using it to get source material to go do stuff like what I'm doing right now. And this material is being consumed by, every year we get consumed by millions of people on this platform, this show right here. So that's what I'm focused on, is getting whatever material I can get from social media so that I can use it for my own purposes. I'm not engaging with people in comments just to have conversation, because most of these people I don't know and will never meet. I'm engaging with them because I'm just looking to see how people respond to things or what people have to say, or I'm offering my opinions. That way, I can get some, again, source material that lets me create more content like this. It's the content that I create, in order to create content every day, that as I've been doing for damn near 20 years out here is not because I'm just some genius that just comes up with ideas in my sleep, even though I do come up with ideas in my sleep. Not all of them come from just from me by themselves. I get them from engagement with other people. So that's where social media becomes valuable for me because of that. And again, that's why I chose one app in which I will scroll because I get stuff from them. All that said, the most successful users of social media, again, are being consumed more than they are consuming. And this is the space that you want to occupy. You want to get into that lane, not the other lane. Get there mentally, get there emotionally, and then you can get there tangibly. And understand that that's not a 6-month process, folks. You can do that today. Let's recap today's class, which is how the successful utilize social media. So we talked about social a lot. I'm probably going to create a course on use of social media when it comes to businesses. I see I have a lot of material on it. So that will be in the works actually pretty soon now that we're talking about it. Point number one, produce 10 times more than you consume. All right, this is a simple enough idea. And even if you're not consuming at all, just produce 10 pieces of material consistently. If you can just do that and stop consuming completely, I guarantee you'll have a little bit more, maybe a lot more time in your life, depending on how much you've been using up to this point on social. Number two, do not scroll. Social media is designed as mindless entertainment for the masses. It's designed to let people turn their brains off, not think at all, and just consume material that social media serves up to you that is created by your fellow human beings. That's what the algorithm is designed to do. The TV back in the day, they used to call it the idiot box. Social media is just an extension of the idiot box, except it's on your phone. You have it available 24 hours a day. You can have it even when you're out at the mall or at work. You got access to it and you have unlimited channels, unlike on TV. Number three, your mindset is to become the news, not watch the news. In other words, you want to be getting consumed and talked about rather than being the consumer and the one who is talking about others. Again, get into that space mentally, then emotionally, and then you can get there tangibly. That's how you utilize social media successfully, especially those of you who are looking to be a successful individual. So with that said, folks, make sure you text me so you're in my community. My number is 305-384-6894. Once we get that going again, you'll be getting those texts. And Work On Your Game University. Or if you're a person who wants to build up your business into a success, you want to build yourself into a more successful individual. Maybe you already have the success you want, but you have some kinks in the armor. You got some issues going on that you want some help with from someone whose superpower is insight and being able to see through things and see what's really going on as opposed to what is being presented. I'm your person. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Question, are you looking for a health and wellness upgrade that's as easy as sipping your morning coffee? Or if you're like me, you don't even drink coffee? Meet AG1, the superhero of all-in-one supplements. With just one scoop a day, you'll experience a powerhouse blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will have you feeling like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. You can feel like it though, you don't even have to try it. AG1 is your personal health sidekick, packed with prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes to support optimal gut health. Now, what exactly does all that mean? That means you can say goodbye to those pesky nutrient gaps that you have in your system right now, and you probably don't even know it, and say hello to a vitality boost that will make you feel like you have superhuman strength. And this is all natural, clean stuff. But wait, there's more. When you take the leap and join the AG1 revolution right now, you'll unlock an incredible offer. You will enjoy a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for a strong immune system and strong bones, with your first order. Plus, you're going to receive 5 free AG1 travel packs, which are perfect for staying on top of your health routine wherever life takes you. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, you're tired of having to pack 8 pills and 9 different supplements every time you go somewhere or every time you wake up in the morning, you got to take all these different pills. You don't even know what they are. You can't remember what's what. You don't even know what the ingredients are on these things. Say goodbye to all of that and try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Your body will thank you for joining the AG1 Super Squad.